This week on the Karibo Shoot Podcast, our 2020 predictions. Welcome back to another episode of the Karibo Shoot Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chad. How's it going?
It's going very well.
Awesome. We've got a good show lined up. We're going to get back to our normal format. We're going to have a bunch of news, but we also are going to have a fun main topic that's going to be our 2020 predictions for the year. Before we get into that, though, what have we been playing lately, Chad? Let's start with you.
So I picked up A Hat in Time a while ago.
Oh, nice.
It released for the Switch. The graphics aren't all that impressive, but the gameplay is really fun and a lot of humor in the story. So I was able to finish playing that, and also I picked up Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, Tokyo 2020, not on your recommendation, of course, but it was on sale, so I was like, oh, I want to have all the Mario games on the Switch, so I went ahead and picked it up. You're right, it's not that great.
Yeah, well, I definitely see this game being on sale a lot in the future, but I agree with you. It's nice to have it in the collection, even if it's not a great game.
Exactly.
And then Hat in Time, that's like a 3D platformer, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much, if you like Super Mario 64, I think you would enjoy this. It kind of shows you at the beginning of each level. It's in a big overworld, kind of like Sunshine, but it kind of shows you your goal at the beginning, and then it just starts you off somewhere. Yeah.
Very nice. I've also been playing a game that kind of reminds me of Super Mario 64. I've been playing New Super Lucky's Tale, which came out last year, but if you listened to last episode, you heard we both missed out on it, so decided to get it in 2020 and play it a little bit, and I really like this game. It is very charming. It's very fun. It's simple without being too simple. Anybody could, I think, beat this game, but there's a lot of collectibles and stuff to get. So it's kind of fun trying to 100% all the levels.
Right.
But this is just a fantastic game. I would say one of the big cons on this game, though, is the loading times. They're very bad. Seems like you're waiting way too long for stuff to load.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The only other con I noticed, and I only noticed this because I have, a regular Switch and a Switch Lite. There are no cloud saves for this game, and you cannot even do a save transfer. It is not supported. So thankfully, I started playing this on my regular size Switch, but I can't move this to my Switch Lite. There's no way. If you want to play it on a Switch Lite, you had to start a new game. So this is the only game I've ever heard of that does this.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
I thought I was doing something wrong, so I had to look it up. And yeah, a lot of people were complaining about that. Now, that's not going to affect most people, but I was a little bummed out that I couldn't transfer it to my Switch Lite. So this will be played exclusively on my original Switch.
Well, at least you can play on the big screen, I guess.
Yeah, but it is a lot of fun. And so, if you have one Switch, this is not going to be an issue. Then you're just supposed to, the only con would be the loading time. So, another game I've been playing a little bit more of is Luigi's Mansion 3. I see you have a nice Polterpup shirt on right now, so I'm sure you approve of me playing this.
Definitely.
But I've got through a couple more of the floors. I'm getting very close to the end.
Awesome. That's great. What a terrific game.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. I think that's about it as far as what I've been playing. Let's go ahead and move on into recent pickups. Have you picked anything interesting up lately?
So, made a stop by GameStop. They had Killer Queen Black on sale for $14.99. I've picked it up. I haven't tried it yet, but that was definitely on my pickup list.
Oh, that's great. So now we both own this, and we really need to play it online.
We do,
now.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Also, the only other thing I really picked up was this Polterpup t-shirt from Nintendo's website and some Mario Kart Hot Wheels at Target. So it's been a while since I've went and looked for these. I think there's six more out since I started buying them. So I was able to pick up a few more, but I'm still missing some.
Okay, very cool.
But that's about all my pickups this week.
Well, I have picked up next to nothing. I picked up one item, and it just came in the mail, so I haven't even opened it up. I took the wrapping off of it, but I picked up the Pokemon Sword and Shield Pokedex. Now, this is separate from the strategy guide, which is a little irritating. I wish everything was together, but GameStop had this as their deal of the day, so it was half price, so I had to pick it up.
For sure.
And I'm hoping it'll help me as far as figuring out how to evolve all the Pokemon and where to find all the ones I still need to catch. So it should be a good purchase if it'll help me with that.
Right, exactly. Very cool.
All right, let's move on into the news. We got some big Pokemon news, but before we hit that, we'll hit a couple smaller items. This is one I saw come across that just it put a smile on my face, and that's that the Untitled Goose Game has now sold 1 million copies, and let's just give it up to the goose. I never would have thought it would have sold this many copies.
It's a honking good time.
It is. And then also, this is just a small bit of news, but it's a game we're very much anticipating for 2020. We got a new trailer for Animal Crossing New Horizon, and it gave us another look at the game. Not a whole lot of new stuff there, but they do kind of at the end, they show the official box art for the game. So that was cool to see, and it looks like it's going to be a contender for box art of the year.
It looks really good.
It's perfect, yeah. So I'm very, very excited about this game. We've just got a couple of months to wait still, so...
And Isabelle was in the trailer, so that was to see her confirmed for the game.
It looks like she will make a return. I'm not surprised by that. I think she is one of the most popular characters, especially of the newer ones that have been announced. I would say she's right up there, even appearing in Smash and everything. Right. So great to see that she's going to return. And we still don't know just a ton about this game. I'm expecting a direct, heavily focused on this.
There's got to be.
I'm anticipating any little bit of news I can get, we'll take.
Exactly. So, anything Animal Crossing, I'll eat it up.
Right. And then, of course, the day we're recording this, we got we did get a Direct this morning that we're recording this on Thursday. We got a Pokemon Direct. So this is very exciting. The first Direct of the year and the first Direct in months, really. And this was going to be all focused on Pokemon. So we were definitely anticipating this morning and have had a chance to watch it. And we thought we'd run down kind of the highlights. So the first thing they announced was a new Pokemon game that is coming to the Switch. It's new, maybe not so new, it's a remake, but Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue Team Deluxe was announced. And it is coming out on March the 6th of this year, so we don't have to wait just a whole lot of time. And also there is a free demo available now on the eShop. So as far as I can tell, this is kind of a remake of the very first Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games, but done up, you know, new for the Switch and in widescreen and with a new art style. And, you know, I've never played one of these Mystery Dungeon games, so I'm happy to see there's a free demo. That's what I'm going to be trying because it looks like this is going to be a $60 game, and I just don't know enough about it to know whether it's going to be worth it or not.
Right. I've downloaded the demo and played probably about 15 minutes or so. It's pretty neat. It asks you some questions, lets you choose a Pokemon, and we'll see. I'll see how I continue, if I continue to play with it. It kind of gives you like an auto guide, though, and stuff. Mm. So I'm interested to see what you think about it.
Yeah, we'll definitely probably talk about that in next episode. We should both have a chance to try out this demo. This is one of the demos. I really like how Nintendo's been doing these, where this is another one where, you know, if you end up liking the game, playing through the demo, you know, you can just move your save progress over to the main game if you buy it. I really like that. You don't have to play through everything twice.
I like it. They release a demo for a game that I may be on the fence about. That's
me
awesome.
Too. I love it when they do this, so I was happy to see that. They said at the beginning of this Direct that they had, you know, we're going to have basically talking about two main things, and they got through this Mystery Dungeon announcement in about 3 or 4 minutes. So yeah. I was thinking, ooh, what are they going to talk about next? And, you know, I'll have to say I was pretty happy with what they announced. So basically they said that Pokemon Sword and the Pokemon Shield expansion passes were announced. So this is kind of the first, as far as I know, for a main Pokemon game having some paid DLC like this. And each expansion pass is going to consist of two parts. So let's go ahead and start talking about part one. That's the one coming first, of course, and it's going to be coming, they say, by the end of June 2020. So still a bit of a wait, but, you know, we're not having to wait, you know, to the winter or anything, which is nice. Part one is going to be titled The Isle of Armor. And as far as we could tell, the Isle of Armor takes place on a big island in the Galar region that we have not seen or heard for about up until this point. Of course, there'll be new Pokemon to collect, new items and new clothes, and it seems like the big thing with this one is a new dojo to train in. So this kind of caught my attention. It looks like the leader of the dojo, his name is Mustard.
Yeah.
We're introduced to him, and seems like he was the mentor of the champion Leon in the past, and he was actually once the champion himself. So this guy must know his stuff. And seems like you're going to kind of come in under him, and he's going to kind of train you up. So I was real excited about kind of a different take on a Pokemon story like this.
Yeah, for sure.
Seems like you're going to get a new legendary Pokemon. It looks like it's a fighting type, if I'm not mistaken. His name is Kubfu, and he can evolve into a Urshifu. And it looks like there's going to be, you're going to have kind of a choice in a way of how to evolve him. He can evolve into like a single attack powerhouse or like a multi-attack kind of deal. And I think each one has a different second type, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And he will, of course, also have a Gigantamax form. So let's see here. The other kind of the other main thing in this pack is you're going to be getting a new rival in this DLC. So looks like you're probably not going to have anything. Hopefully, Hop won't show up. As far as I'm concerned, I don't really care for him.
Same here.
So it looks like, you know, depending on which version of the game you have, if you have Pokemon Sword, you'll get Clara as your rival, and she specializes in poison type Pokemon. And if you have Pokemon Shield, you'll get Avery, and he specializes in psychic Pokemon. So thought that was pretty interesting. These characters look neat. I kind of think the Sword character looks better to me than the Shield one, but
maybe a little bit. It's really, really cool that me and you have both versions, so we can compare notes and
exactly
get the full experience. Yeah. Hopefully,
you know, we don't know for sure, but my guess is, you know, at the end of this story, the Isle of Armor, we're probably going to be facing off against this rival or something like that.
Oh yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Another neat thing as far as part one of the DLC is that the three starter Pokemon will have Gigantamax forms, at least for the final evolutions. I'm not sure how that works otherwise, but, you know, Rillaboom, Inteleon, and what's the other?
Cinderace.
Yeah. Are going to have Gigantamax forms, and they look pretty neat, I think.
They do. I was really impressed by those.
So I was a little disappointed, actually, in the main game when I realized that they didn't have Gigantamax forms, so I think this is a great addition here. So yeah, that's part one. What are your thoughts as far as this one's concerned?
Man, first of all, I did not see an expansion coming at all for a Pokemon game, especially something's
right.
Totally new. So they won't be having like a third game from what I got out of the direct to kind of the definitive edition or anything
right.
Like that. So I think it's a really, really smart idea to just do like an expansion past what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't be happier. It looks like there's going to be some legendary Pokemon, something totally new to catch, and probably some other Pokemon that we
right.
haven't seen before as well. But Isle of Armor looks, it just from the pictures and the screenshots and everything, it looks really neat.
Yep, I agree. And they show several, you know, it looks like several diverse looking areas. It's not all desert or grassy
yeah.
or rainy. It seems like it's going to be a lot of different areas too. So,
for sure.
Again, I don't know exactly how big of a size it will be, but I'm very excited about exploring a new region.
I think it's really neat. You'll be getting some new items, new clothes. And there was also one part where you could customize your bike, your Rotom bike that
that's
you
right, ride. Yes.
And so that's kind of what I was always wondering. Is there a place in Sword and Shield
mm-hmm.
where I can do this? But up until
you could,
now,
you could
wasn't.
Adjust like the color of it, but
yeah.
that's about it. Yeah.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
this will be neat. Just make your character a little more unique, a little more different from everyone else.
Exactly. Especially
yeah.
if you play online, you can kind of
right.
set yourself apart from the rest.
Yeah, and some of the clothing they showed looked pretty neat. I saw like a suit and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, just different stuff that'll kind of set you apart from the crowd, hopefully.
You could even get one that looks like Chairman Rose. That was
yeah.
pretty funny looking.
That's right. Now, part two is going to be coming out a little later, and this is going to be, it says, just fall 2020. So this could be in a variety of months in the fall. My guess would be probably October or November, if I was just to guess. But that's all they've said so far. It's titled The Crown Tundra, and this is also a very unique-looking story here. Of course, there'll be more new Pokemon as well to collect in here. Of course, new items, clothes, and what's kind of unique to this part is a co-op mode where you're kind of in this. It seems like in this story here, the Crown Tundra, you're going to be more of an explorer. It sounds like you're going to have a crew of explorers that you're roaming around with, and you're kind of going into some uncharted territory. So that's kind of exciting to me. And one of the things you get to explore, and I think is a really great idea, is the Pokemon dens that, of course, if you go into a max raid battle in Pokemon Sword or Shield, you know, they take place in a Pokemon den, but you're just in a battle screen. You don't really get to move around and explore. So I think this is going to be very neat. To me, this is kind of like basically going to be like a Pokemon dungeon maybe you get to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And they say there's going to be some really cool legendary Pokemon from all the past games that you're going to find in these dens. So I'm very, very excited about this as kind of the story for this this mode. This seems very different than, you know, battling gyms and becoming the very best. This seems like, hey, I'm kind of an explorer and I'm finding, you know, stuff that we've never seen in the Galar region before. So that's exciting to me.
Very cool. Sounds neat.
There will also be a new legendary Pokemon for the Crown Tundra as well. Calyrex was announced as the new legendary Pokemon for the Crown Tundra. This is a very interesting looking legendary Pokemon. I don't really care for the looks of it, but I don't know what you think. But
I prefer the Kubfu personally.
Me too, yeah. This one's a little strange looking, but definitely I will want to have one for my
collection. Oh yeah, I must have one. Gotta catch them all.
So, of course, if you pre-purchase this expansion pass, and you get all or nothing. You buy either both or none. They don't have a way to just buy part one or part two. So the total for the expansion pass, which includes both parts, will be $29.99. What do you think about this price? You know,
it's half the price of a full retail game and everything. Yeah. At first, I was like, ooh, that's pretty expensive, but. I think they'll have enough content in there to satisfy that price tag.
Right. I'm really hoping they will, and it being priced this way makes me think that they probably will, that these will be substantial DLC things. I hope they are. If these were something you could blow through in a couple of hours, I would be disappointed.
For sure.
But hopefully these will be, you know, to me, I'd be happy if these were around, you know, 10 hours each, something like that. I think it would be fair. And if you pre-purchase it, you can go ahead and buy it actually now. You will receive a special purchase bonus. You'll get two exclusive uniforms that you can use on your character right now in the game. So there's a Pikachu uniform and an Eevee uniform. So, you know, if you want something kind of exclusive, you can go ahead and pre-purchase it and you'll get those right away.
Very cool. There is a difference. You can either get the Pokemon Shield expansion pass or the Pokemon Sword expansion pass. I personally don't know all the differences yet, but be sure you buy the one whichever game you're playing.
That is correct. They definitely made a point to say, hey, these are different, and it sounds like to me there will be certain Pokemon that are exclusive to the Pokemon Sword expansion and certain ones that are exclusive to Pokemon Shield. So they're still kind of wanting people to trade with each other to get them all. So definitely you want to make sure if you have Pokemon Sword, you're buying the Pokemon Sword one and not the Pokemon Shield one. That's not all, though. They also said that there will be a new update that's available now, today, for Pokemon Sword and Shield. And once you download that, they say you can head over to the Wedgehurst train station and you'll meet the rival. So if you have Pokemon Sword, you'll meet Clara there. And if you have Pokemon Shield, you'll meet Avery. So you kind of will get to meet your future rival for the DLC. And you will also somehow, I haven't done this yet, but you'll have the ability to catch a Galarian Slowpoke. So that's pretty cool. A new Pokemon to catch just for the main game. And they talked like, you know, if you catch this, that in one of the DLC, I have the option to evolve it. So this is very, very cool, and I'm looking forward to doing this as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. He looks pretty neat on the video.
So. Yeah. So what were your thoughts? Kind of, I forgot to ask you on the Crown Tundra that DLC pack. Which one are you most excited about? I guess I'd ask.
You know, the co-op sounds really cool on the Crown Tundra. And especially with all the legendaries and everything, because I'm not familiar with all the legendaries, but I do know one thing, they all look pretty cool.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm really excited for that one, but I still am excited for the first part too.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the release dates especially, it seems kind of... After Animal Crossing, we'll be fine because I'll probably be wanting something then. If it's not released right now, though, then I think June will be about the perfect time for me.
Yeah, I think these are spaced out really well.
Because I've still got a lot to do in Pokemon Sword right now.
Me too. So I've got to hunker down and get to catching them all now.
This Direct has just kind of re-energized me. I'm ready to get back into it.
So. I agree. I'm very much looking forward to trying out that co-op mode with you
on
the second DLC. I also wanted to mention that they definitely made a point to say that when these DLCs release, they will coincide with an update to the main Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield, which will give people that don't have the expansion pass, they'll have the ability to receive these. I think they said there's going to be over 200 Pokemon that are different than what's in the main game, that they're mostly going to be Pokemon from previous gyms. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff to collect. And people that don't have the DLC, they will be able to receive these Pokemon via trade. So those people won't won't be left out either. And, you know, through a mystery trade or just trading with a friend who has the DLC, they can get these Pokemon as well. So I thought that was a pretty good way to do it. And
I think so.
Not, you know, not saying, hey, for 30, you know, if you want these Pokemon, you're going to have to pay $30.
Right.
You know, it's going to be easier if you do, but it's not impossible without it.
No, 200 extra Pokemon, that is a lot.
It is. I'm very excited about this. We also kind of at the very end, they mentioned something about Pokemon Home. Now, this is their kind of cloud storage service to store Pokemon and move them between different games and stuff in future games. And they finally said that's going to be released in February of this year. And they said more details will come. So, again, I don't know if this is something I will use. I'm curious to learn more about it and also how much it'll cost.
Same.
This would need to be pretty cheap for me to use it. But I know there are people who Pokemon is just their life. And, you know, they play competitively, and I'm sure something like this will be a welcome addition.
Right.
So yeah, that's pretty much it for the big Pokemon Direct. I'll have to say I was overall pretty excited after watching this. You know, we didn't get some of the stuff that we'd heard. Like, we thought there was a lot of talk about, oh, there's going to be remakes of Diamond and Pearl, you know, and there was nothing like that. But I was very happy with the whole decision to go to DLC for the regular Pokemon games versus a different Pokemon game, you know, kind of like a best of. Because I don't really want to play through that story again, really, just with a few changes. So this is great to me. These two packs seem like they're going to be very different and unique from the main game and from each other. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, as far as the first Nintendo Direct of the year, I certainly was not expecting a Pokemon Direct. But
me either.
I'm not just, as far as just a little bit I played, I'm not just a huge Mystery Dungeon fan, but I'm willing to try to become one.
Right.
But as far as the Pokemon Sword and Shield, couldn't be happier with the way that they're going.
Yeah. That's right up my alley, so I'm all in.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move on into new and upcoming releases. There hasn't been any in a long time, and there's still not much, but I'm happy to announce that on January the 17th, Tokyo Mirage Sessions FE Sharp Encore comes out. So this is a remake of a Wii U game that is well regarded. I don't know that this game is going to be for me, but I'm happy that something from Nintendo is coming out.
Something at least is coming. So, right.
don't forget to check up on that one on the 17th. And that's going to do it for news and releases and all that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll get into our 2020 predictions. All right, Chad, we're back. We're ready to get into our 2020 predictions. Now, this is something new here for the show. We haven't done this, or at least in this format so far, but I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it.
So for kind of the rules of this, how we're going to do this, we're not just doing predictions. We're going to try to make it a little more fun and have a little bit of stakes here. So we're going to each have 6 predictions. They're going to be in 3 different categories. So we're going to have 3 predictions that we're calling safe predictions. These are things that we think most likely will happen in 2020. We're going to have 2 risky predictions. These are ones that you could see them happening, but you could also just as well see them not happening this year, is kind of the way I think of it. And then lastly, we're going to have 1 moonshot prediction. Now, this is just a, hey, Nintendo surely won't do this, but it'd be really cool if they did.
Right.
And so we're going to, you know, revisit this at the end of the year or the first of 2021, if we make it that far. And, you know, we're going to award ourselves points for each one we get right. So every correct safe prediction that me or Chad makes is going to be worth 1 point. Every risky prediction that we predict correctly will be worth 2 points. And if we happen to get so lucky as to get a moonshot prediction right, it'll be worth 3 points. So there'll be 10 points total, and we'll see who is the better predictor.
All right.
Of course, like I said, we'll revisit these later on at the end of the year, the first of next year, and we'll see how we did. So let's get right into it. Well, let's go ahead and, of course, let's start with the safe ones and build up to our moonshots.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
All right, so for safe predictions, my first one of the 3 will be that I think that Nintendo will release a non-Smash Brothers amiibo in 2020. Now, I had to phrase it this way because, of course, we already know we're getting some Smash Brothers amiibos in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, just kind of like how we got the Link's Awakening amiibo last year, I think there'll be 1 or 2, at least, non-Smash Brothers amiibo this year. So that is my first safe prediction. What do you think?
You know, we're 5 years into the amiibo. This will be our 6th year here. So I think this is pretty safe. I don't think they're quite done with amiibo yet. We got, You're right, the Link's Awakening and also some Shovel Knight amiibo.
Right.
If anything, it'll probably be another Link this year.
I can see that, yep.
I don't know what any of the other ones. I think Animal Crossing left a bad taste in their mouth, so I don't see any Animal Crossing amiibo coming.
I don't either. Okay, so you agree it's probably going to happen.
Probably pretty safe.
Okay.
Okay, so my safe prediction, and this, I was torn between making this a safe or a risky, but I went with safe. So I think Nintendo is going to release another new Mario sports game in 2020.
Okay.
So we've already got Mario Tennis. We've got Mario Strikers, Mario Super Sluggers, Mario Golf.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of Mario games, or even like kind of they did with the Wii, kind of a sports mix and everything.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we need some more Mario sports games, especially since they're kind of done supporting Mario Tennis, I believe, for the most part. I think
it's time for something
to take that place.
Yeah. I'm inclined to agree. I think what makes it a safe pick is that you just leave it as a new sports game. I think if you said, hey, Mario Golf, that'd
be
risky.
Exactly, yeah.
So I think you did it right here as far as safe. I do think we'll get something. You never know with Nintendo, but personally, I would love for it to be a new Strikers game.
Same
here. I think it is more likely to get something like golf, but it remains to be seen.
Golf would be my first choice, but not for me, just because I think that's what's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
I personally would love to see a new Strikers or even a new Sluggers. I love the GameCube version.
Me too, yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, my second safe prediction. Nintendo will release a new special edition Nintendo Switch Lite in 2020. Now, I thought this was a safer pick than I do now, because now that I know there's not a new Pokemon game coming out this year, I thought for sure there'd be one of those, but I'm still going with this as a safe pick. I think we'll get something, either if we happen to get Breath of the Wild at the end of the year, I could see something like that, or an Animal Crossing one, perhaps. What do you think? Do you think we'll get a new special edition Switch Lite this year?
You know, on handhelds, we mostly seem to get Pokemon editions or Pikachu editions, for sure. A Pikachu Switch Lite would be pretty cool. It wouldn't take a whole lot to revamp the yellow one now. But I could see that. I mean, they've made a Metroid and a Yoshi 3DS and stuff.
Right.
So we could get something like that. But I don't really know what it'd be. But I could see this happening. I don't think they're quite done with the Switch Lite, especially since just last year.
Yeah. So I'm hoping this comes true. I always love to see a new special edition Nintendo console.
So. Right. I agree. So my next prediction here, hopefully is a safe one, is Nintendo will release a new Pro Controller in 2020.
Okay.
Now, we didn't get, I don't believe, a single new Pro Controller last year. Our last one was the Super Smash Bros. Edition. Before that, we got the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and then Splatoon 2 and then the regular one. So we have four. And I really think that this is our year to get a new Pro Controller. Hopefully Animal Crossing edition.
In one way, I think, man, this is kind of risky for being a safe pick because we didn't get one last year, but I think we're due as well, man. You can't get the Xenoblade, the Splatoon, or the Smash one anymore, and it seems like if Nintendo wants to kind of juice sales of Pro Controllers, it would make the perfect sense to release a new one this year. So I really hope that this comes out to be true, because I think it would, I would definitely welcome it, but we'll see, I guess.
And I also put this one there because you took my special edition Nintendo Switch Lite.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But I was kind of struggling for another safe pick.
No, I think if we're gonna get one, I think it'll be this year for sure.
Yeah, I think it's about time. So hopefully we will. I've got them all up till now.
And there
is a lot of third party Pro Controller support. You know,
they're not as good
as the Pro Controller in my opinion, but they're all wired ones.
This is a made by Nintendo official Pro Controller here. Yeah,
for sure.
We get, you know, kind of off, not even off brand. Well, they're licensed by Nintendo, but not made by Nintendo. We get those just
all the time.
Constantly. Yeah. Okay. My third and last safe pick here is also controller related. I think that Nintendo will release new Joy-Con colors in some way in 2020. So I don't know. It could be special edition, could be in a bundle, a Switch bundle, could just be two Joy-Cons by themselves. I'm leaving it kind of vague, but
kinda
something
safe.
New. Now, I don't think if they just release the colors that have already been released just in different ways, I don't think that would count. I'm saying new colors here.
Yeah,
so,
brand new colors, right.
Yeah, so that's my prediction, and I hope this comes true. You know, we did get a couple of new, we got, I guess, three new colors
three
last
new colors.
year, so I kind of think we'll get some more in 2020.
You know, I really do. I didn't think we were going to get any last year. It took, I believe, till like October before we got any. But,
I may be sure sweating this pick out most of the year before it comes true for me, but hopefully it will.
Okay, so my last safe prediction here is Nintendo will release a new Switch bundle. This is the original Switch, or one with the battery life, but the one with the dock
and and everything. Okay,
and featuring a currently unannounced game in 2020.
Ooh, okay, so interesting.
This is just going to be a brand, whatever big game comes out this year is going to get a Switch bundle with it. Yes. Kind of like Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee's did. Right. Some game is going to come out and get their own Switch bundle.
Okay, gotcha. So if they do one with Animal Crossing or something like that, you're thinking an unannounced game.
I'm thinking unannounced. Okay, I really do. Gotcha. Yeah, I think that is, you know, I thought about saying game that's already been released, but I don't really see that happening.
Yeah, personally. I think if they do Animal Crossing, I think it'll be a Switch Lite. I really do, if they do one. So, okay, very nice.
It could be.
Okay, now we're getting a little more exciting here. This is our risky predictions, and to me, these were a little more fun because there's, you know, they could go either way on these. A
little edge on this.
Yes,
huh?
So I'll go ahead and give my first one. We each have two. My first risky prediction is Nintendo will add Nintendo 64 games to Nintendo Switch Online in 2020. You know, I originally thought about making this a safe pick and just saying they'll release games from a different system than NES or Super Nintendo, but I decided, no, let's make this risky and let's just pick a console. So I pick a Nintendo 64. I think the safer choice would be Game Boy, but this is about risk, so I chose N64.
You know, I can't see this happening at all.
Yeah. So, I'm probably going to regret this.
If it does, I will be extremely happy. But I think there's still more money to be made from Nintendo 64 games.
There may be.
For even a Nintendo 64 classic, that could happen. But I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But if they could just remaster some of these games and put them on the Switch, I think there would be more money in those.
That's true.
Because there are a lot of great games on Nintendo 64.
Right.
But
so you're saying if I get this, I'm going to really earn my points then.
Man, I'll be very impressed. So I'll let you predict everything from now on.
All right.
Okay, so my first risky prediction is Nintendo will announce and release a new Mario Party game in 2020. Okay. Now, to me, this is risky is because, surprisingly, Super Mario Party sales are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing keeping me from guaranteeing you that a new Mario Party game is coming. Yeah. But with the lack of support we've seen for Super Mario Party and just the overall kind of bleh of the game, I think it's time for a new Mario Party. And on all the other consoles, we've gotten quite a few Mario Parties, except for the Wii U, which we didn't get much of anything.
Just didn't have time. It had one, I think.
Right.
You know, I would be surprised if this happened, Chad. Yeah. I really don't think it will. If this game had not sold well, I think 100%. But it's selling pretty well. To me, better than it should, honestly, for the quality of it. And I think that Nintendo's going to be happy to just let that one continue to sell. But hope I'm wrong, but I would be surprised if this comes true. I will say.
We'll see. So, hopefully, 2 points there. We'll see.
Yep, we'll see.
Mario Party 11. So
why it's risky. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. My last risky prediction is, again, very risky, but I think we'll get either one of two things that are Splatoon related. I think we'll get either a new Splatoon paid DLC, something like the Octo expansion where it's not just a free update, you had to pay for this for Splatoon 2, or we will get a Splatoon 3 announcement, or teaser, just something that points to Splatoon 3 in 2020. One of those two things. And I think even having both those things, I think this is still risky.
I definitely think this will happen.
You do. You have more faith than I do.
I really do.
This is one of the things that I'm like, man, I wish this would happen, but I guess we'll see.
A Splatoon 3, to me, that still seems too soon.
Yeah.
Honestly, but Splatoon...
Think some paid DLC,
DLC. As long as the game kind of has it died enough.
Right.
Yeah, but I think one of the two, we'll hear something about it.
I think it would sure be smart of Nintendo to do this. You know, Splatoon is definitely their biggest new franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was kind of disappointed when they ended, you know, all the Splatfest support and stuff for the game. To me, this game has legs, multi-year legs, and I don't know why you wouldn't be constantly doing stuff with this game.
That's me, yeah.
I guess we'll see.
I know it's probably a lot of work to keep those Splatfests and everything going, but probably not as much work as I would think.
Yeah, and it keeps people coming back to the game. Yeah. And I'll tell you, since the Splatfest has ended, me coming back to that game has almost went to zero.
You know? Our team that we played with, that's what would always bring us back in is exactly. the Splatfest. Mm-hmm. And we'd play for a little while after that, but now... Yeah.
If they have some DLC, I will be first in line for it. Anything Splatoon related, I'm down for.
I think we're definitely going to get some Splatoon news in 2020. I think, like you said, I think it's just going to be an announcement. I don't think paid DLC could come out in 2020, but as far as the Splatoon 3, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Actually releasing.
Yeah, I think at the most an announcement.
Announcement,
yeah.
Right.
All right, okay. What's your last one here?
My last risky prediction is Paper Mario will make his debut on the Switch with either a port or a brand new game. So that's why it's risky. This one, this is close to my heart right here. Mm-hmm. Because Paper Mario's my boy. So, yeah. But I could see a port of Color Splash because it was toward the end of the Wii U. So I'm hoping not for a port because that wasn't the best of the Paper Mario franchise. But it's time for us to get a Paper Mario game on the Switch. We're coming into what is the fourth year of the Switch, or the third year of the Switch?
Yes. It came out March 2017. Yeah. We're getting close to the third year.
Yeah, so it's about time for a Paper Mario game.
You know, I agree. Your logic is sound. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nintendo doesn't treat the Paper Mario franchise as well as they should, you know. Especially, I know the first two games are highly regarded. And, you know, it seems like the franchise has kind of limped along since then, you know. The games will be decent, but not great.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I would love for this to happen. And to me, if this happens, I think it's going to be more likely a port of Color Splash, in my opinion. But I would love to see a brand new game.
Same here.
I guess we'll see.
You know, kind of series like that was, to me, always like Luigi's Mansion. And then we got a third game Switch, so I was really happy to see that. Yeah. So I hope they treat Paper Mario the same way.
You're right. You know, I would have put the chances of a Luigi's Mansion probably even lower than of a new Paper Mario
game.
There is hope, I guess.
We'll see. That's why it's risky, man.
I know. And that's why, to me, the risky ones are more fun because, you know, it's not a for sure thing.
I'll probably go with too much what I want to happen on my predictions.
Me too, obviously. Yeah, so okay, now we're really getting down to the gist, the moonshot prediction here. We've each got one. Of course, you know, if one of us gets one of these rights, it's going to give us a huge leg up in this competition. So let's hope that it's me. No. but I will go first with my one and only moonshot prediction here. This one's for the 3 points. And my moonshot prediction is we will get our first look at the next console version, not any kind of mobile app or anything like that, but a Nintendo Switch Mario Kart game, a sequel to Mario Kart 8 Deluxe in 2020. And the reason why I think this is just a moonshot is because Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is going to be one of the best-selling games, not only on the Wii U, but also on the Switch. This game just keeps on selling. They don't do anything to add anything to this game, and it just keeps on selling. And so why in the world would Nintendo release a new one? Well, they probably won't, but I sure wish they would. So it's my moonshot.
Yeah, you know, that really is a moonshot there.
I want it so bad.
You're right. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, it just keeps selling and selling and selling.
Yeah.
And to me, you don't have to unlock anything in that game. We've talked about it before. It's all, here you go, except for some new carts and
gliders. I know. It's so disappointing as far as the progression through the game. Yeah. It's all there from the start. So
what I would like to see change in this franchise is... even like kind of like Nintendo All-Star Racing, I guess.
I agree.
Nintendo characters from all franchises race with Olimar and Captain Falcon, just everybody in little carts and everything.
Just Smash Brother-ify Mario Kart.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Have a fun like campaign or something. Yeah. Oh, there's so much they could do, but then again, they could just do nothing and sell like 5 million copies of this game this year. So
I think that's probably what they'll do.
So I think that's probably what they're going to do.
Yeah, but I mean, it's always in the top 10, it seems like.
It is.
Every week, it's just always selling good. So that is definitely a moonshot, but I will be one of, just like you, I'll be super happy to see it.
It's a real blessing and a curse, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. It's a great game, but it's like, we're never going to get a new one, you know?
That's right, yeah. So if you think yours was a moonshot, now let's go to mine.
This is the moonshot of moonshots right here. You may deserve like 4 or 5 points if this comes
through. Yeah, I think I should get 5 points per character. So we are going to get our first look at a Wario and Waluigi game in 2020. And I think it could possibly be an RPG, kind of like the Mario and Luigi franchise.
Wow.
Now, the reason I say that, Mario and Luigi, is, the last I heard, their company kind of is not doing too well. Went bankrupt or is going bankrupt.
Right. Alpha Dream,
that's right. So, I don't know if we'll get those games on the Switch somehow, if Nintendo has a plan with that. Mm-hmm. But if not, I could kind of see that happening. But if not, I think it's time for Wario and Waluigi to get some love here, you know. Especially Waluigi. They just the only thing that hurts me is that Waluigi's name is in the title. Now, if I say a Wario game, it'll probably happen.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Man, this is a shot in the dark here, Chad. This would be amazing if it happened, though.
It really, you know? I started thinking, like, man, most of my choices revolved around Mario, because I guess Mario is what I want this year. That's
right. I agree.
So. Mm-hmm. But I think this would just be so cool, especially something that's never happened and everything.
Oh yeah, this would break the internet if they release something like announce something like this. As far as Nintendo is concerned, I mean, people would just be going crazy.
And this is why it's a moonshot, because nothing like it has ever happened before. Yeah. So.
Well, man. Best of luck to you on that one. I would love to play this game. And who knows?
Yeah.
You know, like you said, possibly an RPG, but it could even be something to do with Wario, where they may make a new WarioWare game and have Waluigi heavily involved in it, and that would count as well. So it could be many different things.
I hope so. Yeah, I'm not saying it's definitely an RPG. Just anything.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Although an RPG would be incredible.
That would be really
fun. Two. I mean, that'd be one you'd want to play to the end right there.
I started thinking we don't even have a Super Mario RPG, the 7 stars on the Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah.
So it's time for we should get a Mario RPG. I think that'd be really fun.
I agree. So yeah, this was a lot of fun coming up with these predictions. You know, for all the way from safe to very, very highly unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll revisit this and see if which of us got more right or if we got any of these right.
I don't think I'm gonna get any right
next year. So it's very, very interesting to see what 2020 will hold. And I'm very excited about seeing what will be announced this year. And that's gonna basically do it for this episode. I want to thank everyone for listening. Remind everyone that they can visit our show page at anchor.fm/KreboShoePodcast. Of course, we're available on all the popular podcast apps. If you enjoy the show, please rate us on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast. We're also on Twitter at KreboShoePodcast. We're on Instagram at KreboShoePod. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/KreboShoePodcast. You can also email your questions or comments to the show at KreboShoePodcast@gmail.com. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.